In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. One of the most important elements we need in life is trust. Whether it's dealing with family members, friends, communities, our faith, the church, institutions, God Himself, trust is essential. But trust is not simple in this day and age. Trust is seen to be something that is purely emotional. But for trust, there needs to be a combination of the emotional and the spiritual, of the logic and the experience. In today's gospel, we see our Lord teaching the multitudes. And he went and he taught. But he taught from a boat. He didn't let that stop him from delivering his word to people, a life-giving word. And so first and foremost, we must trust in the word of God as a source of life. We must trust in the word of God that it is something that helps us and builds us. It is not something that cancels our will or our initiative. As he was in the boat, he called the people over who owned the boat, Simon Peter at the time, and his colleagues, and he said, "I want you to launch out and cast your net." Now, logic will tell you that doesn't make sense. Even experience said to them, they've been fishing all night, and yet there was no result. Simon Peter turned and said, "Master, we've been fishing all night and have caught nothing." The most important word in today's gospel is nevertheless. Nevertheless, I will, at your word, cast out these nets. And sometimes our faith needs to be based on trust, which needs to be based on nevertheless. Lord, I've thought about it. I've calculated it. I've deliberated. But if you still want me to do this, I trust you enough to say, nevertheless. Our logic, our intelligence, our thoughts are limited. But once we develop a strong enough relationship with God and trust in Him, it is easier to say nevertheless. This week we're blessed with the presence of wonderful children from across Britain. And they're here to share in these 2 days of retreat. Our conference title this weekend is Be Led and Lead. And to be led, we must trust. And to lead, we must be trusted. We must put our trust in those who have come before us. In the Word of God Himself, in God in flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came, who took flesh, who lived in this world, and who guided us practically. You see, in these icons, He's depicted in the Last Supper, depicted in the crucifixion. He came and He really lived here. He gave us a real example. What we are doing today is exactly what He asked us to do 2,000 years ago by example. And likewise, when we love, when we forgive, when we bless those who are against us, when we live as light in the world, we're following His example. Lord, it's difficult. Lord, people are difficult. Lord, people persecute us. Lord, people don't understand us. Lord, people reject us. Nevertheless, at your word, I will love, I will forgive, I will bless. Lord, it's so difficult to be honest at work or at school. It's so difficult to be faithful. It's so difficult to be a good person. My morals are challenged. My ethics are challenged. What is good and bad has changed. Lord, it is so difficult. Nevertheless, I will be holy as you have called me to be holy. Lord, it's so easy for me to just look after myself, to forget everybody else, to be selfish, to be self-centered, to make sure I'm okay, to make sure that no one in the world hurts me because I protect myself. Nevertheless, because of your example, because of the vulnerability you have shown, because of the love you have shown, nevertheless, I will be that person. So you see, everything we do as Christians has to be nevertheless in this world today, because this world today is going in such a different direction. It doesn't mean we're better than people, because that would make us bad Christians if we think we are better than other people. It just means we have a better message. And it means that regardless of everything around us, all the temptations, all the difficulties, all the challenges, nevertheless, we must follow a life of righteousness. There is no excuse for sin. There's no excuse for laziness. There's no excuse for complacency. There's no excuse for apathy. There's no excuse for just not caring about other people. There's no excuse. No matter how busy we are, no matter how old we are, how young we are, how important we think we are, there is no excuse. Because God in flesh himself came and dwelt among us and cared for each and every one of us. This is the example we follow. And when we follow that example, when we walk that path, people will follow us, not because we're perfect, but because we are reflecting the light of God into this world. Because people, as our Lord in the Gospel of St. Matthew says to us, when people see us, they glorify God and they follow God through us. So although there is darkness in the world, although there is sin, although there is difficulty, nevertheless, there is good. There is righteousness. There are people living holiness. Don't ever believe someone who says to you, the whole world is evil. Don't ever believe someone who says to you, you are the only good person in the world. Because if you look around you, you will find other good people. And they will need your support just as you need theirs. Because there is goodness in the world. Unfortunately, we only see evil. We get our information from televisions and news feeds. Even our own inclination to speak to people. How many times do we speak good things of others? How many times do we tell people good news? How many times do we make people happy? Or do we feel a responsibility when we sit down with each other to tell them of all the things that have gone wrong? Maybe that's all our eyes see. But if that's all our eyes see, then we need to look through the eyes of Christ. Because even us in this church, myself first among you, we're all full of sins. But God is able to look into us and see the beauty that is in us. And that is a challenge. The world we live in today is a cynical, sarcastic, negative, judgmental world. That's what makes the headlines. That's what gets the followers. Scandal. Beauty goes unnoticed. But beauty is created by God for us. Goodness goes unnoticed. Righteousness goes unnoticed. Holiness goes unnoticed. When you see someone living a holy life, this person is just weird. When you see someone doing something good, what are they really up to and what do they want? When they see a good thing happening, what's really behind it? Maybe there is nothing behind it. Maybe there's no ulterior motive. Maybe it's just beauty. Maybe it's just good. Maybe it's just godliness in the world. So today, we stand here and say, Lord, we see lots of things in the world around us. We see lots of bad things. Nevertheless, because you are the beautiful creator of beauty in the world, we are intent in the midst of this huge sea where there are very few fish. We're intent to follow you and trust you and cast our net. You know, the same way as there are very few fish in the sea, there is sometimes very little goodness in the world. But if we cast out our nets, trusting God, we will catch so much goodness that we will be filled, and people around us will be filled, and people will be able to share in that goodness that we have. When we read in the psalm, "This is the day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it," that's not conditional. God has made every day. God is the creator of every day. So when we say, "Let us rejoice and be glad in it," that applies to every day. So let us look at the goodness that is in every day, following the example of goodness every day, so that we may also be those who are followed for goodness, righteousness, blessing of God every day. And glory be to God forever. Amen.